This is KEI News. I'm Justin Martin. A new report examines the high cost of court fines and fees and how they can trap minority kids into a downward spiral. Alex Baccaro is a professor of criminology at the University of Texas at Dallas, and he's here to talk about the report's findings. Alex Baccaro, thanks for being here.
Pleasure to be here, Justin.
Can you give me some examples of these fines and fees?
Yeah, so some of the fees are variable. So some fees will be $200, some will be $600, some will be $1,500. And it depends on the conditions under which the juvenile was arrested and what the court imposes on the juvenile. So for example, drug testing could cost $15, $25, $50. It also depends on the number of times drug testing occurs. So those costs are imposed on the child or the juvenile. And if the juvenile, A, can't work, can't leave school to pay that fine, then the cost gets transferred to the parents.
So in a lot of these cases, the juveniles are able to fulfill a lot. Let's say they're on probation for something. They're able to fulfill a lot of the obligations for it. But if the family can't afford to pay the fee, it's kind of not the kid's fault. What happens next?
So there are several things that could happen. One, the fees could be doubled or tripled and so on, kind of like an interest payment. Other examples are an additional period of time on probation until the juvenile and or his family can pay the fine. And in extreme cases, if the child and or their parents can't pay the fines, it is possible that they continue progressing further into the system. So they could continue to stay in the system, continue to have further stays in facilities, and even in some cases, deeper penetration into the juvenile justice system. And so that takes them out of school, that takes them out of work, and it creates a cascading set of problems, not only for the juvenile, but also for their families.
Now, this study mentions that these court costs, these fines, affect minority kids the most?
Absolutely. So it's not necessarily that minority kids are given more fines. There are two things here. The first one is, in our study, minority kids were involved in violent crimes more so than property crimes. As a result of that, violent crime cases get additional fines more. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that the minorities in the study weren't able to pay their fines over time on our analysis. So they had a higher likelihood of getting fines and also a higher likelihood of getting more expensive fines and a higher likelihood of not being able to pay for those fines.
And your research shows that the higher these fees are, the more likely they are to commit crimes. I imagine that's not the intended effect.
No, in fact, it's the exact opposite, I think, of what the effect wanted to show. So what we looked at is whether or not the juvenile owed costs, and these costs are fines and fees, and the sheer amount of those costs. So whether or not they owe them, yes or no, and then if they do, how much money do they owe? And so then what we did then is after the kid was released, we followed their offending records for 2 years. And what we found was juveniles who were more likely to owe costs, as well as the amount of costs they owed, were more likely to recidivate in a 2-year follow-up. And this is after taking into consideration a whole range of factors. Now, when you add to that the fact that non-white juveniles in our sample were also at higher risk to recidivate, when you couple that risk of recidivism for non-whites along with the fact that non-whites are getting more costs and at a higher cost, it creates a real double whammy from a social policy perspective.
If these fines hurt, if they're achieving the opposite effect, why are they still being issued?
So this report has actually called a lot of attention to the issue. In fact, it received major national coverage in the New York Times, and in fact, the New York Times editorial board themselves called for an end to these fines. And in fact, in the state of Washington, they have gone away with these fines. In Alameda County, California, they have done away with these fines for juvenile probation as well. So I think that what you're starting to see now is people sitting back and realizing that the unintended consequences of these fees and fines are now being brought to light. And I think what you're going to start to see is a whole set of issues and discussions around this. And in fact, the White House has actually held several summits on this, including the Department of Justice, about the unintended consequences of these fines for kids and their families.
Alex Baccaro is a professor of criminology at the University of Texas at Dallas. Thanks for being here.
Pleasure. Thank you.